General Ironbeak landed skilfully on the path in front of the main abbey door. He tucked his wings away neatly, parading up and down with a swaggering gait. The door swung open, and Constance and the abbot stepped outside, followed by John Churchmouse. The abbot nodded civilly.
"Good afternoon. Do you wish to go inside?"
Ironbeak cocked his head on one side, eyeing them boldly.
"Ah! What I have to say can be said out here, earth-crawlers. I hold the upper claw today. Maybe if you'd kill my fighters and me on the stairs yesterday, instead of playing your silly little games, you would have been the victors. It is too late now. We meet on my terms."
Mordolphus tucked his paws into the wide habit sleeves.
"Then speak. What is it you want of us?"
"Complete surrender, old mouse."
"I am sorry, but that is impossible,"
the abbot replied.
"Nothing is impossible if you hold dear the lives of your creatures."
"We have lost brothers and sisters before now."
"Aye, but that would have been without choice,"
the general pointed out.
"Step forward a bit and look up to the rooftop of this redstone house."
The three friends walked out onto the path. Shading their eyes, they looked up. Ironbeak gave a harsh cry and waved one wing. The three captives were forced to the roof edge, where they could be seen. John Churchmouse groaned aloud. Constance stood close to him and whispered,
"Courage, John. We'll get them back for you. Trust your abbot. Let him do the talking."
The tiny figures high above swayed in the breeze, skirts billowing out as they kept hold of baby Rollo, who was waving cheerily.
"Ah! High, isn't it?"
General Ironbeak preened his wing feathers as he spoke.
"No, not to a bird. But to an earth crawler, it is as if your head were bumping the clouds. It's a long way down, too, if you don't hit the sides or bounce off a few gutters. Who knows, you might even smash through one of those low roofs. Imagine all that happening to a baby mouse. There wouldn't be much left to tell the tale when he hit the ground."
John Churchmouse bit his lip until the blood trickled to his chin. The abbot disguised his true feelings and shrugged carelessly.
"Then, as far as I am concerned, you have our surrender, but not completely. Unfortunately, I am only the voice of one, and this abbey belongs to us all, not just me. We must have a little time to consider your offer, then a vote will have to be taken."
Ironbeak raked the path fiercely with his talons.
"I will have your complete surrender, now."
The abbot sat upon the path. Plucking a blade of grass, he sucked it, shaking his head.
"I am very sorry, but it is not my decision. Throw the captives from the roof if you must. All our creatures are not present, and it is not possible to give you a firm decision right now. We need time to discuss this and take a ballot."
Ironbeak kicked gravel left and right, realizing that if the captives were slain, his bargaining power was lost.
"You say you need time. How much time, Earthcrawler?"
he demanded.
"Oh, at least 3 sunsets.
"That is too long. How do I know you're not planning something?"
The abbot looked old and frail, and he smiled disarmingly.
"General, you give us too much credit. What could we do against you in the space of 3 sunsets? We are not warriors. We cannot fly like you birds. We are only earth crawlers. Besides, you hold the captives. What better insurance of our good behavior?"
The raven signaled Mangus to have the captives taken into the roof spaces.
2 sunsets, not 3.
He clacked his beak decisively.
2 sunsets, and no longer.
Mordolphus stood up and bowed gravely.
"Thank you, Ironbeak. You shall have our answer 2 sunsets from now."